Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey everybody, welcome in once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. This is 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate that. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, we'll be playing some of the greatest movie soundtracks, some TV stuff maybe, a little bit of everything. But we're doing it tonight from an old, outdated format. Because normally, if you're in here, you see me. You wouldn't see me usually because it's radio. But tonight we're simulcasting. That's an old word, and I'll explain it in a second. But we're simulcasting. I'm on the air, on the radio, and live on Facebook. So you find the Facebook page at Soundtrack Show on the Hawk, and just look for that. You'll find it. Tune in, jump on the video, and you can see what's going on, which is really not terribly exciting, but I thought, what the hell, I'll give this a shot anyway. So that's what we're doing tonight. So we're playing from an outdated format, not LPs. Maybe sometime I'll get to do an 8-track night, but tonight we're playing CDs. So no laptop full of music. I have a bunch of CDs. My old CD book. Bunch of loose ones that I had in the little car folder. Everybody used to have that little folder that went inside the sun visor. And then you put the CDs in there and think, oh, which one of these dozen CDs do I want to listen to now? Of course, now I drive around with the Bluetooth set up with my phone and it's playing off of Spotify and there's like 1,000 songs on my playlist. So, but for whatever reason, it always plays the same 40. I've never quite understood that either way. So yeah, without further ado, we will continue onward and upward with the CDs tonight. So from that first one was from the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. So, Dazed and Confused, which I am convinced they made the movie so that they could make the soundtrack. Because the soundtrack is fantastic. I never really thought highly of the movie. I've been told that makes me a communist. I'm not sure why, but I mean, there's some great people in it. Matthew McConaughey was in it. Joey Lauren Adams. There are several others that you've probably seen along the way since then. And if that was their starting point, fantastic. Good on them. I have wished them no ill will. I just didn't think much of the movie. Anyway, moving along to another one, which is a very good soundtrack and a great movie. Popular British film, The Full Monty. And from The Full Monty is a song that kind of came back from the collective unconscious. Much like people talk about Journey suddenly coming to the forefront again at the end of The Sopranos. when we never know, we never found out what happened to Tony Soprano at the end of the series. But they went to black during Don't Stop Believin'. But that's one of those songs that everyone forgot about. They're like, oh yeah, this song. And now it's popular again. Go to a wedding sometime. Trust me on this one. I've DJed a million of them. But you will see someone play it at some point along the way because it's a very popular song. And I was DJing when The Sopranos ended. So I was doing weddings. And I found a lot of the time was, hey, do you have that song from The Sopranos? Of course I did, because it was an awesome show. I used to watch it all the time. And, you know, of course, Journey, because you can't go wrong with Journey. So, without further ado, a little hot chocolate on this fairly mild winter day. And, you sexy thing. This is The Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk. Check it out on Facebook. Hey, Chris Angel, thanks for tuning in, man.
So thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said something. I love the way you kiss me, darling.
real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. I'll help you take off your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. No, all the lights. Come back here, stand on that chair. Ooh, baby, that's right. Raise your arms in the air. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now shake 'em. You give me reason to live. 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 Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart.
They don't believe in this love of mine.
They don't know what love is.
They don't know what love is. They don't know.
Yeah, what he said. Tom Jones there from the Full Monty. And we will be hearing some more of Mr. Jones in a little while as I play something of his. It's very popular because of TV. Again. But moving on, moving right along, we've got this one coming up from the soundtrack to the film Detroit Rock City, partially shot here in Hamilton. And I guess downtown Hamilton made a fine backdrop and a pretend Detroit. I don't think we should take that personally, although maybe we should. I'm not sure. This album is Some Kiss, and the movie was Edward Furlong, who was John Connor in Terminator 2, and his three buddies trying to get in to see a Kiss show at Cobo Hall in downtown Detroit. So that was the movie. It takes place in the late 70s. So as you can expect, the music in the movie is fantastic, and what they've done is a little bit of, so it's Some Kiss, some Van Halen, Black Sabbath, Foreigner, But then they've done other things where they have Everclear doing The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Or this one, which is Marilyn Manson doing AC/DC, Little Highway to Hell. That was it. Here we go. Marilyn doing AC/DC on the Hawk. Tune in. We're live on Facebook video right now. Just look us up. The Soundtrack Show on the Hawk. Hey, we're back. That was Marilyn Manson doing AC/DC Highway to Hell on the soundtrack from the film Detroit Rock City. And because this is the Soundtrack Show on the Hawk, here's what we're doing. Doing something a little bit different. Where did that sound come from? Anyway, Yes, we're playing music tonight from CDs. I'm going back to my archives. I pulled out my giant CD book, and I'm playing stuff from that. And there's two CD players I really don't get a lot of use around here. Because normally, people play it off the computer, or I normally do my show. I bring my laptop in and plug it into the board. Did not do that tonight. No safety net, no laptop. Laptop full of music, a 2 terabyte drive in that thing. Their feet came back. And as a special treat tonight, I'm trying to play with Facebook Live video. I don't really do this much. I don't play with it too much. But I finally figured out the problem getting the Wi-Fi on my phone in here. And to that end, I'll throw the phone up here and set it up and go. And what I'm doing now is I just dropped the phone off the board here beside the computer. And now it's acting flaky and the video canceled, so I'll try and get that back on later. So if you're at all interested in the simulcast, and I did say earlier I would explain that term. Simulcasting used to be what they did before stereo TVs, before widescreen TVs, and sometimes you'd have an event or a concert or something that would be playing on TV, like Much Music or whatever, would play that, and then you would be able to tune in on your radio on a radio station. And they'd play them synced, and both would play at the same time. So if you saw, I know I've seen this 100 times in the past, but I think I was very, very young when it was on, when it happened. So there we go. The video's back on now. But that's what they used to call it, was a simulcast, because you were simultaneously broadcasting on both radio and TV. So there you go. There's your history lesson tonight. Also, one little technical tidbit. When they say Facebook Live, it's not really live. There's about a 20 or 30 second delay. I did not know this. There we go. No, it's almost. Anyway, here's another one from a great film. Didn't really have a soundtrack, but the song was very prominently featured in the movie. And, of course, it's the scene where Buffalo Bill is driving around trying to convince the young girl to get in his van to help him with the couch because he's got a broken arm. So he says, it's American Girl, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 101.5 The Hawk.
she may be weary. And young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, Fandango. You know she's waiting, just anticipating the things that she never, 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 never possesses yet. But while she's there waiting without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. This is for you. It's not just sentimental. Has her grief and her care, yeah, yeah. But soft words, they all spoke so gentle. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Regret it, no, no. Young girls, they never forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it is so, so easy. All you gotta do.
There you go. Ray Charles, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and the rest of the Blues Brothers band. From the soundtrack, of course, to the film The Blues Brothers, Part 1. Because when they did the second one, Belushi was dead by like 20 years. Anyway, here we go. First of all, if you're watching, if you're going to tune in on the video on Facebook, don't bother. I had completely forgotten about the copyright thing, but because I was going live video and playing the audio in the studio, and it was picking up some of that, it then muted the rest of the video. So until I figure out a way around that, there's kind of no point just watching me fart around the station and figure out which CD I'm going to play next. So there we go. But Chris and anybody else who's tuning in, thank you. Appreciate the time. We'll get that on. Better time will be when I remember to bring my phone charger, so I'm not at 5%, because that kind of it blows. Anyway, going now to another movie. It's called Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And the song, of course, is by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And you know it, and you love it. It's Bad to the Bone soundtrack show right here on The Hawk. Do you still listen to CDs? Give me a show. Give me a call right now. 575-1628.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
stay satisfied. I want to tell you, pretty baby, what I see I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
only one. It's Queen, Give Me the Prize, from the movie Highlander. Not any of the stupid sequels, the first one, which is just amazing. And they keep trying to remake it, but everyone keeps backing out of it, which is probably a good thing. Because there were some, they could have tweaked the effects a little bit, and if they came back with a special edition and redid some little things, that would be cool. And a little piece of trivia. The Kurgan, who was the main bad guy, the big bad dude with a giant sword. Yeah, he's the voice of Mr. Krabs and Lex Luthor. So, there you go. Okay, what do we got next? Oh, yes, I mentioned I was going to play this one. And from the soundtrack to the film Back to the Future, Part 1. Here you go. See Huey Lewis in the news. It's the power of love, baby. Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk.
Don't take money, don't take fame, don't need no credit.
Sorry, guys, and Frazier's too darn loud. Hey, everybody, we're back. This is the Soundtrack Show. That was Huey Lewis and the news from the Back to the Future soundtrack. And there we go. Cool. And I mentioned we were on CD, and I'm kind of glad that happened because it adds the authenticity of the whole experience this evening, where you heard one of my favorite discs. Apparently it's a scratch on it, or some dust or something. I need to fix that. One of the reasons why the digital format is a superior, it is superior in some ways. It doesn't have the character of the album art when you download music from iTunes or you make your playlist on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever you're doing these days. There's options. This was cool. Glad we did that. All right, here we go. Again, I mentioned it before that I'm a wedding DJ, which is why I have this one in here. But from the soundtrack to the film, Beaches, it's Under the Boardwalk, as not done by the Drifters, but it's by Bette Midler. No Bette Midler?
Oh, the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be. From the
said properly is WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No. It's gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that kind of lift? The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC. WNBC.
You
Headphones are too up. That's why I'm getting the feedback. There you go. That was Jamie's Crying, Van Halen, off the Private Parts soundtrack. We're going to do an episode at some point in the not too distant future where we'll do everything from about radio. And I'll get one of the radio people to come on here with me and do that. I think that'll be fun. But, of course, Private Parts, Howard Stern movie, has to be on that list. Because it's actually a pretty good album, too. Not just that. So, two more before we end the day. It's running out of time very quickly. From the soundtrack to the film Top Gun, there's the Little Righteous Brothers.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love.
Every day. So
There you go, Righteous Brothers and Top Gun. My friends, we're nearly out of time. This has been a very fun CD, only CD episode. No digital, I guess CD's a digital.